Some election days are more momentous than others. For example, today in Sierra Leone, the West African nation is attempting to elect a legitimate government after a decade of brutal civil war in the first multi-party election there in 25 years. Reporter Ophebia Quist-Arkton is in the Sierra Leonean capital, Freetown. Let me ask you, do the people appear to be voting freely and enthusiastically there today?
Massively, massively. Anecdotally, I have Freetown, the capital, to go by. I spent my early morning at the amputee center, got here at about, 7:30, maybe 7:15, and the queues, the lines were already very, very long. We're told there was a similar picture throughout the country. So it looks that after the war, Sierra Leoneans have come out in their masses.
You mentioned the amputee center, and I saw in a Reuters dispatch from Freetown today a man in Freetown being quoted as saying, "I used to vote with my hands, I did it today with my toe." Can you explain this legacy of the Civil War, this legacy of mutilation?
They call it cut arm, or cut hand. And the rebels, when they descended on the capital and tried to seize it, and in other parts of the country, said to many Sierra Leoneans, "You want to vote for democracy? We'll show you how to vote. But next time you go to the polls, you'll do it without hands." And using machetes and knives in the crudest possible way, they literally lopped off fingers, hands, arms, legs, and in some cases, even noses, to show the people, as they said, who was in control.
But the war in Sierra Leone claimed about 50,000 lives, and now, as you say, the rebels are a political party. The factions that were fighting are now vying in an election. Is it clear to people there that the losers in today's vote will acknowledge the victory of the winners rather than take up arms again?
$60 million question, but let me just say that on Saturday, although really the run-up to the election and the campaign has been mainly peaceful, good-humoured, even joyous, there are bands of young men, former combatants, unemployed, don't know what to do with their lives, who are threatening to go back to the bush if their leader, Fode Sankoh, of the Revolutionary United Front Party, is not released from jail. He's facing murder charges, may even go to a special war tribunal, what they're calling the UN Special Court here, due to be set up. And those are the people who create a sort of volatile, slightly nervous tension here in Sierra Leone. What will they do if they lose?
And I gather that this peaceful election is taking place amidst the inescapable evidence of international monitors.
17,500 blue helmets, as they're called. They've been keeping a very close watch. Here I am at the polling station I visited this morning. They're still here. They've been talking gently to the voters, you know, calming them down where there were a few scuffles.
What are the prospects for Sierra Leone if there can be an election? Does the country have sufficient wealth, say, to be politically stable?
Potentially huge wealth. Sierra Leone has natural resources, and of course it has diamonds. Diamonds that have in fact been the downfall of this country, blood diamonds, as they are now known. The rebels for years controlled the diamond areas of the country, although there is potential for wealth for everybody. But Sierra Leoneans say this has got to be shared equitably. It's not got to be in the hands of the few. It's got to be for the whole nation.
Thank you very much, Ophebia.
Pleasure.
Ophebia Quist-Arkton of AllAfrica.com updating us from Freetown, Sierra Leone, on the peaceful elections held there today after years of civil war.